The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 21 July 2021. And let me just take a minute to explain. Charlie called in last hour, and he had several points he wanted to make. And usually when a talk show host has a guest on, it's to ask questions or clarify a point or whatever. It's not necessarily, we don't have the time to entertain all of a caller's points. I mean, even if they're great points, we don't have the time. So be kind when there's a guest on and you have a point to make or you have a question, make it brief. If we don't have a guest on, as a matter of fact, Charlie called back in and I talked to Charlie at the top of the hour break and I told him, I said, hey, look, man, this is tough going when you're a talk show host and you're trying to keep things flowing. So with that said, I got Charlie back from Florida. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hello, John. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
First of all, I wanted to thank you so much for your show and for the whole RBN network. It's a lifesaver. It really is. The information you guys put out here is a paramount importance at this time. One of the two reasons I called is I have a bit of information on both the VAERS system and something on Fauci and his moving his lab over to China.
Okay.
Let's start with the VAERS system. One of the things that the VAERS system is doing right now is they're taking deaths that are directed from the vaccine, and they're eliminating them. They're not just, you know, saying that they're not trying to cover it up. They're totally taking them out of the system. And then they're putting in something else for that person and another system. In other words, saying that they didn't die, and it's not the same person. So how do we know this? We know because, first of all, these... they're numbered. The incidences are all numbered and they're sequential.
Right.
So say there was 555 was the number for the man that came in. They're really like a 6 or 7 digit number, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we'll say 555. Well, when you look at there and you see it, it says, okay, the first time you look, you'll find that it was a death from the COVID vaccination. Then you'll look like at it the next day and it will be deleted. But 554 will be there, and 556 will be there. Okay? And so, what happened? And then, when you, and this has all been recorded and documented, okay, by other people. And so then, what happens, and then another day or two, you look back again, and guess what? When you type in the number, so you can type in the number to search the database.
Right.
Okay? And so when you type in 555, like in a couple of days, boom, there it is. It's a different person that had a different situation.
Really?
So they are totally manipulating the data.
Well, I mean, okay. and Charlie, if you take a look at how, and we knew, you know, you don't trust liars because you're banking on them not lying to you in that particular instance or a question you may pose to them. But they are liars. They have been pumping the numbers. We caught them dead to rights. With anybody that died, they were toe-tagged in this country. Whether they committed suicide and dove off the Empire State Building, they died of COVID-19. We caught them rigging the numbers right out of the chute to try to build the paranoia and fear that this whole thing was designed to instill in the American people.
Exactly. Now, do you mind if I make my second comment here?
Please do.
Well, thank you so much, John. I really appreciate it. You're a gentleman, and I really appreciate it. On the second issue was having to do with Fauci and why they moved. Now, this is my hunch, but I'm pretty sure. I have done some research, and it looks like Fauci was hired, actually, to help China eliminate their Uyghur population. Okay? Now, how this happened was when he couldn't do the gain-of-function research here, they moved it over to China so they could get away with doing it. Now, it wasn't designed to kill them with the COVID, because that's not even sure it exists. It's
there is coronavirus, and there's about 200 different strains of coronavirus that's been around, I think, since mankind has been around. What they have done was they got in there and juiced things up, released it, and then came up with their grand plan to save everybody. Because don't you know, Charlie, don't you have a heart? Millions and millions and millions and millions of people on this planet were going to die from this evil COVID-19. It was all BS.
Yeah, like 2.2% of people actually die from it, and they're all elderly or overweight, you know, diabetics.
Pre-existing conditions, yes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But no, to go on with this, though, whether the vaccine, I mean, or whether the virus actually exists, we'll say it does. We'll assume it does. But what I believe they had in mind was to kill them off with the vaccination. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think was the plan all along, China to use Fauci's data. And by the way, Fauci has patents, and he has patents on some of these gain of function research things.
Yeah, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up, Charlie, because I don't know who is putting the questions together for Rand Paul. If he's doing it himself, he's doing a pretty sucky job at it. You know, I'm glad he went after Fauci, but Fauci, for the uninitiated out there, Fauci looked like a hero there, because this evil Rand Paul was going after him and calling him a liar. Rand Paul was exactly right. But you know, we're not going
I agree.
Yeah, we're not going to touch anybody or anything. We're going to leave this COVID-19 plan run its course. Because once you start to peel back one layer of that onion, you get down to the next. It's darker, it's danker, it's smellier. This whole thing, the whole damn scheme, would blow up in their face, and people would start screaming, hey, these guys need to be arrested. These guys need to go to jail. We got to have some honest reporting on this. Look, Charlie, look at all the damn doctors out there, people that are a hell of a lot smarter than Mr. Fauci. These are virologists. These were immunologists. These were doctors around the world. They were looking at this, and they didn't foo-foo it out of the chute. They thought, okay, well, maybe there's something here. Maybe we do have a deadly pathogen out there that's going to kill a lot of people. We need to look at this. The more they kept looking at it, the more they were convinced it was total BS. But the problem here is we're not going to give the American public, we're not going to give them an inkling, because, you know, that would be vaccine denial. You know, that could get you banned from Facebook or Twitter, or that's not what the government wants, along with pharma cartel, what Dr. Fauci wants. I don't give a crap what they want. They've killed enough damn people in this country. I don't give a whit what they want. I want my life back. I want my economy back. I want these asshats in jail.
Yeah, or Nuremberg trial. You know, type thing, because they need to come up to some kind of big big issue. But before I leave you, I wanted to just agree with you. Rand Paul knows a hell of a lot more than what he's coming out with.
Oh, I'd like to write his questions for him.
If he would come out with the whole truth,
yep,
they would really be falling. And that's why China, don't forget, China right around the time when Rand Paul started pressing Fauci, China came out and said they were going to, threatening us with a war.
Yeah.
They were going to, remember?
Yeah, Charlie, hang on here. Hang on a second here. Now you're starting to get into the realm of the manipulators and the liars, the people that will plant stories to derail, sidetrack, or do whatever. You know, the Chinese government from time to time has kind of let it be known, and this is not unusual. Russia did the same damn thing when they were, the Soviet Union. Every once in a while, you rattled your sword, and you threw something out. If you do this, we're going to go to war. China has much, 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 much more to lose by going to war with us than they would have to gain. So we've got the liars and manipulators, probably CIA people for all I know, out there putting these stories out, we're gonna go to a war with China. Look, we're not going to war with anybody. We're not going to war with Russia. We're not going to war with China, because this third world war, you're talking about millions and the three biggest countries or the populations pretty much on the face of the planet. You're talking about war. The next one will be nuclear. It's not going to be conventional. And that's not where these people are going. They want control. They would like to see a bunch of people eliminated for greater control. They would love to see that. But we're not going to have a war with China any more than we're going to go to war with Russia. That's not how this game is being played.
I agree. But I agree with you, actually. But what I'm talking about is they started rattling that saber to shut people up.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Yeah.
In other words, they don't want people to know that Fauci was connected with them wanting to eliminate the weaker population. They don't want the truth to come out.
Well,
that's what it is. That's a dirty little secret, I believe.
Charlie, I think you might see something happen before all this is said and done. With what China still has on the table to lose, if they figure that, wait a minute, it looks like this COVID-19 thing is getting ready to blow up. There's lawsuits around the world. We got qualified people to make Fauci look like a play doctor on TV. And if this starts to unravel, you're going to see China change their tune, be cooperative, want to get to the bottom of it. They'll throw anybody they need to under the bus, up to and including Dr. Fauci or any of their people over there, if they figure they're going to be on the losing end of this. Charlie, I appreciate your call back. You had 10 minutes there.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Charlie. I know. I know. Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
Okay, so this is kind of regarding what the last caller kind of was saying and your question about was it Rand Paul or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you cannot tell me that they don't have somebody like a master at arms or somebody like that in the Congress where Rand Paul could have easily said, you know what, I'm placing you under arrest. But they're not going to do this because all of them are in on this.
Yeah, but I don't... Hold on a second, Mark. I'm not going to assume the sergeant at arms has the ability... If Rand Paul jumped out of his chair and ordered him to be arrested, I don't know if he could do that.
I don't see why he couldn't.
Well, okay. All right. Okay.
It depends on how also the law enforcement or the sergeant at arms or the master at arms, how they also lean on their politics, because it's getting to the point where every single cop in America, every person in the military now, and I'm former military, I'm disgusted at them. Because the thing is like, they're all waiting like sheep to do something, but they're never going to do anything. So they're all basically freaking Nazis as the way I see it right now.
Yeah.
And I've never been into comic books, but the movie Judge Dredd with Sylvester Stallone that came out in the 90s, just watch the first 2 minutes of the movie where basically he sets up the movie and explains why the situation came about. Yeah. I think they know that they're going to create a system so bad that people are going to start going out and hunting down these judges, politicians, and police and military. And the thing is like, it's going to get to the point where none of these people are going to be trusted. And so, and this is like the fall of society, and it's going to happen regardless.
All right. Mark, you're throwing a lot of stuff out there. Much of it I disagree with. Okay. So I don't know which point.
It's beyond most people's comprehension. I know.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, you're right. It's beyond most people's comprehension.
You're throwing a lot of stuff out there. Do you? Okay, Mark. Are you former military?
Yep.
Okay. You and your buddies. We've just declared.
I don't got no buddies. I don't got no buddies no more.
All right.
Well, go ahead.
You are going to declare war on the United States military. What do you think your survivability rate would be?
It doesn't matter. So here's
yeah, it does.
The thing.
When yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
The people in the concentration camp said how they wish when people came knocking at their doors that they had hammers and pitchforks and all this other stuff to defend themselves when they got a knock at the door. Hello, people. It's coming.
Okay.
You understand that, right? You've heard that. You've heard those quotes and those writings before from the concentration camp survivors, right?
Yes, yes. But you're making a lot of assumptions here, and I don't even know where to start because you won't shut up and won't let me talk. You will not let me talk.
Because I think Satan controls the people that run the networks, and Satan controls the universe, and he ain't going to let
Whoa, come on.
Exactly. I just called in about Alex Jones a little while ago, and here's the thing. Satan runs this universe, he runs this world, and he is...
Only if you let him. You're out of your mind. You just said that Satan runs this network. You're an idiot. Cut his ass off. Jeez, oh, Pete. Do you know why most people keep on talking? Because they can't help themselves. Because they're not logical in their thought. They want to keep talking over you. And I'd already told the guy, look, I'm not down with your assumptions here. And I wanted to go through it point by point. I wanted to use that for some benefit to somebody. And now I'm told I'm being ruled by Satan. Go to hell. You're an idiot. And if you think I'm on par with Alex Jones, then asshat, go start your own network and run it the way you want to. Because I can guarantee you one thing right now. I am not a disciple of the devil. And I'll repeat it again. Go to hell. Jeez, where do these whack jobs come from? Do they sit around in fear porn and then strike out at anything that... Does everything look like a nail to them and they're the universal hammer? What the hell's wrong with these people? I call into Alex Jones. Well, good for you. Keep calling him. Buy his... Never mind. God. All right. Do they? And here's the thing, Mike. You can't tell them how nuts they really are. Have you ever tried to convince a crazy person you need some help? They just look at you and go, I'm not, you're crazy. You're the one that's crazy. Okay, anyhow. Mark, go seek some qualified help, will you? Because what you're doing right now is not helping you. It sure as hell isn't doing anything for us. There are key policy responses that's coming directly from the International Monetary Fund, IMF.org. And we'll give you a little snapshot of what these fine people have been doing inside the country.
What goes up must come down.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries
eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in.
With his head stuck in a glue bag. Oh, will it ever end? Oh, Lord. Yeah, I was thinking about this Mark character that called in during the break. You know, we all have choices in this life, don't we? As I explained earlier, by people choosing not to do anything, they've already made a choice. Whether they support it or whether they don't support it, whether they just want to remain silent on a very, very important issue, you've already made up your mind. You've made choices. But see, people don't think like that because that will then cause them cognitive dissonance. And the reason I asked that character, whether he was prior military, oh yeah, yeah, I'm prior military. Okay. Well, I don't have any friends. Well, that's your damn fault, and I can see why you don't. You don't have anybody of like mind around you? Okay, so now you're going to declare war on the United States military. Let me explain to you what's going on here, okay? And you're reaching the point of Jim Jones, I'm going to drink the Kool-Aid, all right? A religious zealot, I think, would be appropriate, wouldn't you say, Mike? Yeah. That Satan is in charge of everybody and everything. No, 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 no. That's a choice. You can follow Jesus or you can follow the devil. That's a choice. We didn't make that choice here, and I am extremely offended. when I hear people make statements of, well, the devil's in charge of RBN. No, I'm in charge of RBN, you moron. What you're starting to see now with the Biden White House, oh, well, we need to go to the UN because of all these civil rights abuses. They are inviting the UN in. The defunding of the police, the murder rates, the crime in the cities. Well, we just can't handle it, so we've got to ask. But you've seen what they've done. They've defunded the police in these communist metropolitan areas around the country. And then to allow the situation to get so bad that, well, we can't control it. So we need to call in the peacekeepers because, you see, that's their mission. It's to keep the peace in troubled countries. That's where this is going. And I can remember years ago that we had people that were fully capable and willing to stand up, armed if necessary, to provide defense for this country. And what I'm meaning by that is they are putting their lives on the line. Not falling out in a military formation at 7 a.m. in the morning. Not getting your MREs. Not getting letters from home. Not in a military. Not Navy. Not Marines. Not Army. Nothing. And we have got a situation that the United Nations is now being kind of asked to join in. Now, you see where the rest of the globe is. And you see how this consensus of countries, well, we bring this up in front of the United Nations, and we got to bring in the United Nations troops. Now you've just invited every ne'er-do-well with their narrative, their opinions, into our business, which is what they want. But getting back to the older people that said, look, we start seeing blue beanies or blue helmets in this country, we're not going to ask any questions. We're just going to start lobbing the heads off of the people that are wearing those accoutrements. That's what we will do. Remember Michael New? Remember the specialist that was in the Army? Remember all this dust up about PDD-25? Remember all of that? That was an issue over United Nations command over U.S. military personnel. That's what that was about. And if you didn't catch that, well, you better play some catch-up. This is a perfect storm that you're trying to set up, and what I'm trying to prevent is us blindly walking into it with anybody that's going to grab at any solution that somebody thinks is a good idea. You don't know the history, you do not know the background, and you would probably do well to do a little bit more research and do a little bit more of shutting your mouth. I could sit here and throw out a million and one possible scenarios and be probably highly entertaining while I'm doing it. But for what purpose? Just to hear myself talk? I'm not here just to hear myself talk. I'm here to find solutions about bringing this constitutional republic back in line with the law with as least muss and fuss as humanly possible. Knowing full well, as I said in this program today, in the body of this program, that we might have to get scraped knuckles. We might have to suffer a few blows here. Cleaning this mess up, because you are now starting to see how the world is aligned and what the agenda is and who is behind it.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Talk Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know, I'm sitting here reading, and I have one of the original Freedom from War booklets. It was put out by our Department of State back in September of 1961. Department of State Publication 7277. We're in, and this is the working thesis here. It has not changed all these years. The purpose of the United Nations. In the third stage, and it reads, and I'll read it verbatim, by the time stage two has been completed, the confidence produced through a verified disarmament program, and let me remind you, this is what they've done to the citizenry of the world. They have disarmed them. Okay, just in case you might have forgot. They didn't get us. Not yet. The acceptance of rules of peaceful international behavior and the development of strengthened international peacekeeping processes within the framework of the UN should have reached a point where the states of the world can move forward to stage three. In stage three, progressive, controlled disarmament and continuously developing principles and procedures of international law would proceed to a point where no state would have the military power to challenge the progressively strengthened United Nations Peace Force. And all international disputes would be settled according to agreed principles of international conduct. Which, by the way, by the time stage three rolls around, we were supposed to be disarmed. The guns would have already been confiscated, but they got a little problem here. It's called Americans, and we have rights, and the hell with you. The progressive steps to be taken during the final phase of the disarmament program would be directed toward the attainment of the world in which A, states would retain only those forces, non-nuclear armaments, and establishments required for the purpose of maintaining internal order. They would also support and provide agreed manpower for UN Peace Force. What is being demonstrated to us and all Americans right now is we're not a peaceful nation. We have problems here. We have guns. Oh my God, too many guns, too many people dying in the street, and on and on and on and on it goes. When they're doing everything to undermine the rule of law in this country. Steal? You can steal now. Oh, you commit a crime? You don't need a bond. Oh, you say you want reparation? Oh, yeah, we can do that. And on it goes. And the country, day by day, is turning into this tumultuous, churning, burning funk. So you see, we need the United Nations peacekeepers to come in and keep internal peace. Too many people are dying on our streets. B, the UN Peace Force, equipped with agreed types of quantities of armaments, would be fully functioning. C, the manufacture of armaments would be prohibited except for those of agreed types and quantities to be used by the UN Peace Force and those required to maintain internal order. All other armaments would be destroyed or converted to peaceful purposes. And D, the peacekeeping capabilities of the United Nations would be sufficiently strong and the obligations of all the states under such arrangements sufficiently far-reaching as to assure peace and the just settlement of differences in a disarmed world. But they're going to have all the armaments. They're going to have all the say-so. They're going to be marching into your country, and they're going to tell you what for. Really? Why do you think we have the Second Amendment and all these armaments? For stuff just like this. And the sterling track record of the United Nations, holy mackerel. Well, so at any rate, they're specifically causing problems to destabilize this country. You got to start looking at this in the proper perspective. They have a mission. And they're too far into it now to make excuses or say, oh, well, we might have made a mistake here or there. No. They don't even care about getting reelected into public office. The politicians in this country aren't really afraid of that. Just ask JoJo. They told him, we got your back. You ain't got a campaign. You ain't got to do anything. We're going to make sure you're installed in office. You know, it should have been evident to the deaf, dumb, and blind out there. Joe would show up and the only people would be there is his own people in the press corps. Donald Trump shows up someplace and he's got 75,000 people in attendance. Which, by the way, speaking of Donald Trump, it's pretty much out there. He's made this reference to several of his dinner guests that, yes, he is running in 2024. And I'll tell you what. Even the brain-dead Democrats in this country that drank the Kool-Aid got upset enough that they didn't drink enough of the poison Kool-Aid to kill them. It just made them feel really bad, and they threw it up. And I'll lay you dollars to donuts, these people, once they're seeing what the great JoJo Biden is doing and Miss Legs in the Air Camilla have done, that when Donald Trump rolls back around in 2024, that they'll be voting Republican. But I'm watching what the Republicans are doing and the speechwriters for JoJo that can't put two sentences together. That earpiece is really working well for them. What they can't put on the teleprompter, they try to correct them midstream or mid-action by the earpiece. Tell them, hey, Joe, shut up. This guy. Folks, they're into this too far. Too much has been exposed. We know too much. And then they've now realized our attempts to control people's thoughts through programming in media ain't really working. Because you know what? There was that little, that damned internet. We couldn't figure out fast enough how to shut off people's internet. They're going after on the internet, they're going after the platforms, are they not? But they haven't figured out a way to go after the individual. Because that's how this information has gone worldwide. Concerned people still had access and use of the internet to send their emails, send their friends' stories, and when they say something goes viral on issues like this, it goes viral at light speed. They screwed up. And they're now realizing they're behind the times. So basically what I'm trying to explain here is that all bets are off. We've already got enough. If we had a sane country, and a justice system that works the way it's supposed to, under the law. Not Paraguay's law, not China's law, United States law. Constitutional Republic law. That they know if we reinstituted that which was really the checks and balances in this country, they ain't got a ghost chance in hell. And we all know that the United States has to go down in order for the globalists to have their free play forever and ever. Amen. And it ain't happening. They're not there yet. And the silent majority out there is just sitting there. They're soaking up all the information. They're getting a clearer view and a clear picture as to what is actually going on. And it is them that is starting to panic. Now, here's the bad news about this. When you corner this rabid cat, do you expect him to lay down and purr and ask for a treat? Or is he going to spring at your face and try to rip it off your skull? It's going to be the latter, not the former. Trust me. And what bothers me is these megalomaniacs, these psychopaths. They've already demonstrated what they're willing to do. Now they're going to demonstrate to us what they have to do. All right. Policy responses to COVID-19. This is right off the IMF.org website, as far as the United States goes. On March 11, 2021, Biden signed into law the American Rescue Plan, which provides another round of coronavirus relief with an estimated cost of $1.84 billion, about 8.8% of the 2020 GDP. The plan focuses on investing in the public health response, responding public health response to a disease that does not exist. And providing time-bound assistance to families, communities, and businesses. It extends the unemployment benefit program, including supplemental unemployment benefits, sends direct stimulus payments of $1,400 to eligible individuals, provides direct aid to state and local government, adds resources to the vaccination program, and increases funding for school reopening. On December 28th, Trump signed the U.S. $868 billion, about 4.1% of GDP, coronavirus relief and government funding bill as part of the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021, of which I wished he wouldn't have done, but he did. The act includes enhanced unemployment benefits of $300 weekly, federal enhancement and benefits through March 14th, direct stimulus payments of $600 to individuals, another round of PPP loans, resources for vaccines, testing and tracing, and funding for K-12 education. On August 8th, President Trump issued executive orders mostly to address the expiration of certain coronavirus relief provided by previous legislations. These included $44 billion from the Disaster Relief Fund to provide extra unemployment benefits, continuing student loan payment relief, deferring collections of employee Social Security payroll taxes, and identifying options to help renters and homeowners avoid evictions and foreclosures. Now, what's getting ready to happen here, folks, is the help for the renters and the homeowners out there, the bill is coming due on this. And there's a lot of money that needs to be paid, and it doesn't seem like a whole lot of people have the money necessary to catch up on all those mortgage payments or that property owner to square with the banks the money he's behind. Everybody's hanging on by their fingernails. Their teeth are chattering and they're going, okay, what's next? Please tell us, help us, help us. The very people. Now, this is literally the classic definition here of Hegelian dialectic. We create the problem. We're going to demonstrate how screwed up this really is. And then we're going to come up with a screwed up solution to fix the screw up that we intentionally did in the first place. And that's exactly what they are doing. Exactly. U.S. $483 billion Paycheck Protection Program and Healthcare Enhancement Act. The legislation includes $321 billion for additional forgivable Small Business Administration loans. And when they say forgivable, there's a chunk of cash. You ain't got to worry about paying it back. But the government already borrowed it from the banks and the juice is running on that money. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. $62 billion for Small Business Administration to provide grants and loans to assist small businesses. I don't need a grant or I don't need a loan. Get your hands off the damn economy and quit doing your plandemic crap. We can heal ourselves. $75 billion for hospitals, $25 billion for expanding virus testing. Yeah, the test that was never designed to test for coronavirus. Yeah. An estimated $2.3 trillion, or about 11% of the GDP, for the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economy Security Act, or the CARES Act. The act includes $293 billion to provide one-time tax rebates to individuals, $268 billion to expand unemployment benefits, $25 billion to provide a food safety net for the most vulnerable, $510 billion, $500 billion to prevent corporate bankruptcy by providing loans, guarantees, and backstopping Federal Reserve programs. You want to know why we got the woke corporations? I think I just explained it to you. $349 billion in forgivable Small Business Administrative loans. Yeah, yeah, we loaned it to you. The juice is running on it, but we forgive you the debt. No, it wasn't forgiven. It's been permanently riveted to our backsides. $100 billion for hospitals. $150 billion in transfers to state and local governments, $50 billion for international assistance. And all this with faltering economies that can't raise the revenue to do for themselves, so we need to borrow it. The banker, schmanker, gangsters couldn't be happier. This was the plan. The Great Reset. The new way of doing business, cashless society. Once you're in the cloud, baby, you are visible to everybody and everything. And that's exactly the way they want this. $8.3 billion Coronavirus Preparedness and Response Supplemental Appropriations Act, and $192 billion. They together provide about 1% of the GDP. Virus testing, transfers to state for Medicaid funding, development of vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics. Support for the Centers for Disease and Prevention Response. 2 weeks paid sick leave, up to 3 months emergency leave for those infected. Food is infected with what? With a virus that doesn't exist? You see what's going on here. Yeah, I need a break. Thank you. We'll be back.
Well, you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
Got the little black car, the little black dresser. Got the guru and the trailer, the full course dresser. Got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Oh, take this badge off me.
I'm not going to have the time to go into the monetary and macro financial. This is their information directly off the IMF website. But I want you to understand something. What I just read you and all the figures that I threw at you, billions and trillions, this is 197 economies. They have been doing this to 197 countries in the world. This is the power grab for these people. This is your great reset, to bury everybody in debt and say, okay, we got to do something because of this coronavirus pandemic that was so dangerous, we had to stop the damn world. And you think by that time people be looking, oh, they'll be willing, they'll grasp at any straw that's passed under their nose. Until you get into the finer points of what these people are doing and how they're doing it, begins to answer the question as to why is the governments of the world, why are they going along with this? Because they're literally hostages of the IMF and the banks, the commercial banks as well now. We've opened up the doors for these wonderful people. This is the game plan, to get everybody in so much debt that a restructuring worldwide of the banking system and how we do business is going to look attractive to a lot of different people. Because, you know, that old system, it couldn't withstand, a simple pandemic that's going to happen again and again and again and again. But they already got their backup plan, don't they? They've already been alluding to it. That, oh, there's going to be cyber attacks. It's going to pretty much do what coronavirus did, only it's going to be from bad guys at computer keyboards. They will throw up one thing after another, until they get what they want, and that is total and absolute, irrefutable control of everything and everybody and all the information. That's what they're looking for. And what can you do with that kind of power? Any damn thing you want. That's what. What law? They're already talking about the new international law. But by the way, ain't nothing like our law here. But one size is going to fit all for all the countries of the world and all the indigenous people of all those respective countries. We're going to give you the cookie-cutter approach, and you will comply or you will die. There's your choice. See, with $500 billion being shoveled out to these countries, I'm sorry, these companies, these corporations, you want to know why they've gone woke? Because they're being blackmailed into it. That's why. And they're also being told that, look, you play ball with us, there's going to be room for you and your corporation in the future. Don't worry about it. Play along. We assure you, we got your back. Yeah. Folks, please financially support this network. Make a donation. You can do it by mail. You can do it by debit card, credit card, you can do it on a website. Make a choice. Make a decision. Support what we are doing. Because if you don't support it, you've already made a choice. You'll sit there and soak up the information, but you won't throw in a few shekels to keep the damn thing going. You've already made a decision. And from my standpoint, it would be the wrong decision. All right. Thank you for being here today. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.